Among the many troubles facing Americans right now are issues like overextended credit, housing foreclosures, and urban sprawl. But a new study says that each of these situations could be improved if more Americans simply lived closer to where they work. As Tony Paniagua tells us in this Blueprint Tucson report, experts are asking citizens and policymakers to take a closer look at the connection between housing and transportation.
Millions of Americans have moved to the suburbs so they can afford a house, but experts say this pattern of drive till you qualify needs to be reconsidered. When families buy in these neighborhoods, they usually need at least two cars for work, shopping, and other errands, so living in the less expensive house may actually cost more in the long run.
So what we found was that, in fact, for people making under $50,000 a year and living outside of the center city, which pretty much close to the majority of Americans, they're paying as much for transportation, and in some cases more, as they're paying for housing.
Scott Bernstein is the president of the Center for Neighborhood Technology in Chicago. The group's mission is to figure out more sustainable uses of resources while creating economic benefits. The center recently completed an in-depth study for the Jochman Institute at the University of Arizona. In the Housing and Transportation Affordability Index, analysts looked at these combined costs in Tucson, Pima County, and Pinal County, where the majority of workers have to get to their jobs in private vehicles. And Bernstein says a decline in gas prices since last year shouldn't give people a false sense of comfort.
So you don't want to get caught. You were exposed last summer when gas was $4.18 a gallon. A lot of people have been acting like it won't go up again. I assure you it's already started. I think there's no time to waste.
So the group is recommending changes like taking a second look at city centers, such as the intersection at 7th Street and 5th Avenue in Tucson. Corky Poster is an architect and planner who also teaches at the University of Arizona.
There are 12,000 jobs downtown and 12,000 jobs at the University of Arizona, and yet I'm standing in a giant vacant lot across from another vacant lot, across from several other marginal land uses, in a place that ought to be the most valuable residential land in the city.
Poster says governments and residents can get involved in other ways. For example, they can support affordable housing projects that are close to public transportation, allow developers higher density projects to offset the cost of more expensive land closer to the city, and encourage and support more public transportation, such as buses and the modern streetcar service, which is being built in Tucson. Again, Scott Bernstein of the Neighborhood Technology Center in Chicago.
Instead of just looking at the costs, which aren't inconsiderable, think about the benefits, which are many times that. If people living along that streetcar route can get by without a car, that's a freebie. You can't do too much better than that.
Another idea involves the finance industry. Bernstein says banks should consider transportation costs when approving loans, not just the price of the house. It's called a location-efficient mortgage.
The bank needs to use these maps. It needs to take its loan officers. It needs to take an extra 5 or 10 minutes of transaction and make it safe for a loan. In the hurry to make transactions on the spot, Arizona's got one of the three worst foreclosure rates in the country. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So this is an insurance policy for economic security for families that you can really invest in, and you could literally take it to the bank.
The U of A's Corky Poster says the location-efficient mortgage could prevent financial disaster in many places.
And if you look at a lot of the foreclosures going on around the country, they tend to be in that near periphery of the city where folks were just qualifying to be able to buy their home, and then boom, gasoline went to $4 a gallon and they were blown out of the water in their family budget.
For residents like Ian Hodges, the concepts are quite clear and beneficial. Hodges hasn't owned a car in 12 years, and he's using his bicycle to get to work and school. He lives about 4 miles from his job on 4th Avenue.
Car maintenance, like I usually say, if you're not paying for maintenance on your car, you're making payments on a new car. So, yeah. It's a lot cheaper.
Bernstein says the lessons learned from the Housing and Transportation Affordability Study can help present and future generations as they get ready to join the workforce and shop around for a place to live.
And I think we've got to sort of return to that, prepare people for life. Instead, what we do is we teach people not only how to drive, but how to borrow the money for the car by age 16, and they're a sitting duck for credit traps. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Tony Paniagua.